traveling the world searching for equestrians of all breeds. The journey starts now on the International Equine Network.
Good afternoon, equestrians from all countries, all disciplines. This is Scott Miller here for the International Equine Report. We're trying something new this week. We're getting into the video aspect of what we want to do here at International Equine Network. As you can see, I'm coming from my little office here. Got a little kitchen, got a little net where I can take my nap at. A lot of horse. But this is what we're going to do today. We're going to kind of do a rough cut, what I call a rough cut. And it's going to be from a little polo, a little bit of everything that we're trying to do here on the International Equine Network. Like I said, a lot of it's unedited. It's just stuff that we went and filmed out at Keeneland Race Course. That type of thing. We got a nice little piece there from the Florida Ag Department on the Florida horse, which is really good and shows you the economic impact of the horse to all states, not just Florida, but to all states. They're trying to get there with it. Some of the program we have, we've got the Florida Derby on here today. What it looked like when Fierceness won that, how impressive that was, and he's on the road to the Breeders' Cup here in another couple of weeks, and so that's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to make it look a little better. I got to hire me somebody that looks good, so we can get them to be an announcer. And like I tell the guys there at BBS, I don't even have their face for the radio. And that's kind of sad, but what can I do? But I am a horseman. I'm a horseman, a lifelong horseman. And I started International Equine Network to bring distribution of horse information to the public. And that's what we want to do here is we want to bring information about all kinds of horses, small shows, big shows, small races, big races. We want to try to do all that. That's what we're trying to do. And it's very important that we get that information out there because we want people to attend these little horse shows and the horse shows that, in the big horse shows, like the Olympics that are going on now, which is really, really some amazing horses that are there. And the ironic part about it is most all those horses that are in the Olympics, where do they train at? They train here in South Florida. In the wintertime, that type of thing. We got Todd Pletcher's stable is going to be coming back to our Palm Beach Downs facility here in the next 4 weeks. He trains all his horses down here, and all the babies and the layups and everything, trains them down here through the winter. Get here middle of August, end of August, when Saratoga closes down, and then they come here and they stay until the 1st of April. Middle of April is when they leave. And we have the same thing with our standard breds. We've got quite a few. We've got Travis Alexander is having a real good year in the standard bred industry. Casey Coleman is having an outstanding year in the standard bred industry. She's doing good. We'll have Lindy Farms back. We'll be here. It's really, really a good thing to do that we're trying to do here with us. I tell you, it's a journey for sure. The journey starts here at the International Equine Network in all breeds, all disciplines, all countries. That's what we want to do. And so if you've got something you'd like to get on air, give us a call at 561-690-8813, and you'll see what we do. Here I'll talk to you about it. We got some good marketing people that are involved with us now. We're going to be talking next week about the Thoroughbred Alliance Association. It's an interesting organization that helps horses that are, on the track, and when they get off the track, where do they go? What do they do with them? And everything. So, that's what we'll be doing there. And like I said on today's show, we've got a lot of video that you're going to see. Just let you go right on through, watching it, and you'll see kind of how it all came about. It's called Rough Cut. And that's what I like about what I'm doing here. It would be nice to, do an NBC production you know, type of thing, or an ESPN, or, you know, something like that. But we're the real deal. We're the real people. We're going to show you the real thing, the grooms, the hot walkers. We're going to show you the exercise riders, the show jumpers. We're going to show horse transportation. We're going to show you horses, how they fly on airplanes. We're going to show you a little bit about of everything, you know, here in the business. You know, just what it takes to be a horseman nowadays. We're going to show you how to feed, how they get their feed, how the feed's made. We'll show you how they get their shoes. We're going to show you everything about the business that you want to know and then some. The only thing we won't do here is teach you how to drink or gamble. That's the only thing we won't do here. We'll do everything else. But, you know, I hope you enjoyed today's program with what we're doing. You know, if you got any suggestions, which I know you have a lot, you know, call in. I was telling the guys there at the station, the one good thing about not having any viewers, I have got no critics. That's for sure. You know, the only criticism I get is what I put on myself. You know, and so here lately I've been pretty easy on myself. So. But that's where we're at with this. You know, I hope you enjoyed today's show and see what we have. And, you know, we're going to get right to the video here in just a minute or two. If you got videos you want to send in to me, just send them in to me. You know, I'll be glad to put them on and see what happens, you know, with what we're doing. You never can tell. You never can tell. So I think we should be getting ready to go to video here soon. You know, it's going to be interesting. You'll see some real deal people on this one today, that's for sure. And everything. So, you know, like I said, be sure and call us. And here we go with the video.
And now the 73rd Florida Derby. They're in the gate. And they're off in the Florida Derby. Fierceness was away perfectly from his outside draw. We'll use some speed to try to get over. Meanwhile, it's Grandmo the first, who's at the railing in front with the Dombro right alongside. Fierceness, he's on the accelerator early as Johnny V. He's up and around horses, and he wants to lead. So Fierceness will land the front in the run to the opening quarter. In between horses, Le Dombro out three wide is Catalytic, and Grandmo the first is at the rail. They're followed by Real Macho, who races outside of Hades. Hades is about 3.5 lengths off the speed ahead of Iris's Dream. Covered up between horses is Conquest Warrior, and the early trailer is Frankie's Empire. The opening quarter just 24 seconds flat. Fierceness on his A game so far. He's a length in front over Catalytic, a wide second. In between horses, Le Dombro, Grandmo the first is at the rail. Real Macho works out in the center, racing in front of Hades. Then Iris's Dream and Conquest Warrior still out the back, but in the clear is Frankie's Empire. They went the half in 47-2. They have the favorite to catch. It's Fierceness to the far turn on top by a length and a half. Working harder is Catalytic, at the rail, Grandmo the first. Le Dombro has to quicken, but he's not. At the rail, it's Conquest Warrior trying to launch his bid. Frankie's Empire is wide on the course, but Johnny V still sitting pretty on Fierceness, who tries to sneak away. Three quarters, 111-1. They run to the 5/16, and Fierceness, he is getting away. He's now four in front. Catalytic is second, Grandmo the first is third. On the outside, Frankie's Empire, Conquest Warrior at the rail, but they all have too much to do. Fierceness is putting on a show in Hallandale today. Fierceness, the real Fierceness, has showed up to South Florida, and he's crushing them in the Florida Derby. Fierceness geared down and on his way to Louisville. Fierceness authoritatively in the Florida Derby. He never had a threat. Catalytic was second. It's a very close photo for third between Grandmo the first and Conquest Warrior. Hades to complete the high five in 148-1.
The real deal, ladies and gentlemen. I think we just saw our Kentucky Derby favorite.
I wouldn't have predicted that he would have had that easy of a time on the front end. Hades, the other speed horse in the race, got away poorly, got caught behind horses in the first turn, while Fierceness had an easy trip over the rail in soft fractions. It was no surprise. Randy and I looked at each other. Randy said he'll win by 8. I thought 5, probably more than 8.
Yeah, when we saw the fractions go up, 24 for the quarter, and he's cruising along on the lead, right?
He'll never get that pace again.
He wins the Breeders' Cup Juvenile by 6 against Muth, and it gets much tougher competition than this. So he's going to win this by 8 or 10, and he drew off and ran exactly like he's been training in the morning.
Let's take a look back at the start. Jerry, you talked about how crucial this had been for him in all of his races coming into this one.
He's behaving in there. He's not moving. His head is straight, looking down the racetrack. His legs are square, which is what you want as a jockey. Just pointing down the track, and he breaks running. And, of course, then if you break running, no horse is going to pinch you in. He's comfortably now starting to ease his way over. John Velasquez is jockey just in the three path. And by the time he gets to the middle of the turn, he'll be on the lead comfortably without using him in a very slow and comfortable pace.
Meanwhile, Hades broke out a little bit and got bumped at the start, found himself behind horses first turn, and I think Hades wound up finishing last.
We really like, showing you programs like this. It's really good. This is our art show that we had here at Sunshine Meadows this year. And it's really become big for us. Brandon's done a real good job with what we're doing here. And this is our everyday life here at Sunshine Meadows. We've got a great group of people. You know, it's just unbelievable. We've got 175 acres here, and we have 750 horses here in the wintertime. We invited some of our artist friends out here that they had an art show, and they displayed their horse art that they had, and had a little sale here. They sold a lot of paintings and everything. These are just some of the horses that we have here in the paddocks that are getting painted on canvas, not on them. Got a cribber there tearing the place up, got his fly mask on. These are just some of the things that we're going to do here on IEN, to get people involved with it more. And like I said, this is a rough cut that we did here some months ago. People coming in, you can see how the horses and, just get back and forth to the arenas, which is really good. And then we get some great riders here, great riders. Like I said, we got 175 acres of farmland here. We got 750 horses all together. We got trail riders, show horses. We got it. Then in our Palm Beach Downs, here's a few people. Some of the things that they had for sale here this year, which is really nice. And that's me on the gator. My job here is to be a liaison, to go around and make sure people know where we're going and what they're doing and, that type of thing, and to help Brandon TV and the girls in the office with anything they needed to do. They just have to go there. Love my job here. It's really good. You'd be surprised at who we have out here as our clients. We've got a lot of celebrities that are clients. A lot of big time people in the business world.
Yeah, I do a podcast, and then eventually we're going to start doing live TV 5 days a week.
Like I said, this is the rough cut that we had here. I wasn't too long out of the hospital here. I was in the hospital and quite a long time. Just now getting back.
Good morning, Victoria. Good morning.
I like I said, we got great people out here. It's really, really good people. The kids are great. They're really talented. We do a lot of things here at our facility. We can have horse shows. We can have, you know, art sales. And you're welcome to come out anytime to Sunshine Meadows. We're here off of 441 in Delray Beach. We're at 16668 Winter Circle, Delray Beach. About 6-7 miles away from the ocean. And we're on the far eastern edge of the Everglades. And so you can see we're quite busy and a lot of good art here today. It really makes for a nice Saturday morning to come out and watch the kids ride, you know, watch the older people ride and jump. And, you know, it's really kind of nice, you know, just to stay here. We've got some great teachers and trainers and coaches that are here. And as you can see, the kids are young. That's our canine patrol here. Some of the sculptures and artwork that they had out here for sale. It's amazing what some of these artists do. It's amazing. Some of these artists were good writers at one time, you know, back in the day when they were young kids. And they kind of stopped writing and went to the art, you know, and sculptures and all kinds of things there for equestrian theater. You know, it's really a good thing. You get outside, you get to see people, meet people, and everything. It's really, really good to see.
How long has the center been here?
You got people from all over, you know, come out here from California, from New York, Canada. It's just amazing, you know, the people that we have here.
What a great day.
It's wonderful.
I'm just going around, I'm making my videos.
Yeah, yeah.
How are you?
You just have the wine for
Serena. I got some on the table.
See, it's just laid back and real easy here. I think you'd enjoy it. So, you know, if you're seeing this video, come out and see us here in Delray Beach. You're more than welcome. Saturdays are the best days to come out. We have a gentleman there in the background. He's painting as he goes, as he sees the horse exactly.
Come meet my friend.
Oh, really? And my head starts spinning, and I called up the office right away and said,
Ciao Bella, Linda reporting from Sunshine Meadows. Hi. And it's an equestrian event where the plein air painters were invited to come paint. And my subject is my equestrian painting from Linda's silly little art videos.
Ralph Papa put this these people together, and he's a great artist and he's a horseman. He really loves it. See, they really enjoyed the day out here painting, and The kids loved it, you know, and the owners loved it. You know, it was really good. It was really good. We have cows at the entrance of our farm when you come in. So you'll see about 70 cows out there, 60, 70 cows that we have here on the farm.
Taking pictures of what you're looking at, I think it's. I'm having so much fun today.
We're trimming a tree.
As you can see, we're quite busy out here on Saturdays.
So it makes it makes the cars like, you know, they have like little 3 liters and just freaking
yeah. Some of these people are our neighbors that are out here.
Oh, David, don't step on
it's kind of nice to have them here.
Beautiful day in Delray Beach. More to come.
Great, great.
Beautiful horses, nice painting.
Yeah, it's a good day. You guys are like family to me already. I'm sweating on you. I feel like my brothers. My kids, I should say, with you, Michael.
That's beautiful. When I was over there, the guy that was my partner said, "Well, come on downtown.
It's a good social thing that we have out here. You know, it really is. This guy is amazing. He makes things out of horseshoes. You know, he does a little bit of everything. He does all kinds of sculptures and, you know, things of that nature. And it's really exciting to see this stuff when people come out.
Today was nice. I can't believe it's over. I mean, 2 hours goes pretty fast. I was barely set up, and it was time to load everything back in the van again.
Oh, great, Norman. You really, everybody was interested in what you had there, you know?
So it was really a lot of great. Nice people. Sold a couple of things.
So. I think today was a great day. The weather held out.
That's what I was.
It was beautiful.
And that's the cows of our farm. That's not a cow. Well, sometimes he is when he rides. I want to thank Ralph Poppett for coming out and, you know, working with us, and we work with them. And, you know, that's what I like about here at Sunshine Meadows. We do a lot of things together, you know, so it's really good. There's Ralph right there. He probably brings more business in than I do. He's really a good guy. This little booth that they had set up for us there. And like I said, the kids really love it out here. We got all kinds of kids. Real young kids that come and learn to ride. We got 4 or 5 good stables out here that the kids can ride at, and it's really enjoyable to come out. And you know what? It wasn't paint by numbers either. It was paint by memory with these folks. We'd like to thank Frank and Ralph and his group. A good group to visit with. Come out here anytime when you're here in Delray Beach. It's amazing how a man recycles horseshoes. It's unbelievable. usually have a food truck that shows up. You know, this is from a couple years ago. Now, this is my pride and joy right here. I'm a member of
the Keeneland September sale is a unique sale.
The September sales.
4,500 here. Horses that sell.
I was excited about it. Weeks.
And it's really unlike any sale in the world. And it requires kind of patience and viewing it like a marathon. My name is Jason Litt, and I'm with Solis Litt Bloodstock. I work with Alex Solis and Madison Scott, and we are out here at the Keeneland September sale, hunting down some hopefully very fast horses.
First impressions essentially go a long way. If you're going to put it on a scale of 100 and a percentage, for me, that first impression is, I would have to say, right at about 60%. I am Nick Hines. Some of you may know me as the Sarge. I work as an analyst host at TVG, as well as a bloodstock advisor at MyRacehorse.com. Denominator is trying to find that game changer, and within that game changer is trying to find value. Sometimes they don't end up being on the same page. You know, in particular, when you're looking at book one, you know, breaking it up into two sessions, trying to find value and trying to find that game changer, it's a very difficult blend.
The Keeneland September sale is comprised of six books. Book one, you get the best physical types and you get the best pedigrees. It's a combination of both, but you're going to have to pay for it as well. Book two, you're still getting those really nice physical types and you're also getting those nice pedigrees as well. And then when you get to book three to six, you get a little bit more bang for your buck.
The reality is trying to find a physical that can match up with a pedigree, but once that physical matches up with a highlighted pedigree, then you can do the math.
You can find a great horse from any book at the Keeneland September sale, even authentic. He came from book three.
This is a projection. Obviously, you're looking at pedigree, but you're also looking at the athlete, too. But a lot of people compare, like, looking at a high school basketball player. Is he going to become the next Michael Jordan, or is he not?
Hi, I'm Joe Mishak, Racing Operations Manager with My Racehorse.
We started out discussing in the office, are people going to like this idea? People are going to want to participate with the micro-share concept. And when people kind of latched onto it, we said, what can we do next to take it to the next level? We want to compete on the biggest stages. We need to partner with the best people in the industry.
Michael approached us about a year and a half ago. We set up a meeting with Mr. Hughes. He loved the concept. His feeling is that this is something that can be bigger than the NFL. I'm Ned Toffee, General Manager at Spendthrift Farm. When we are partnering on a horse, it's very important that both parties are happy with the individual. So Spendthrift has its own inspection team, and My Racehorse has its own inspection team.
There are a lot of people that will look at a catalog, mark out horses that they want to see, but we're really coming at this from the approach of any horse can be a runner, so we look at everything.
We separate out our team of three or four. We separate out into, you know, 150 horses apiece. We take a look at them, pretty much every horse offered for sale. We inspect them. Again, it's what we call form and function.
But you kind of want to look at this like track and field, that the 100 and 200 meter dash, they have a different physical look than the 400 to 1500, and then the 1500 to 10,000 meters, they're all different. And then, of course, add in a different surface, they're really quite a variety of horses that exist, and then throw in new sires. So right now, you have a bunch of new sires that are coming in, Gunrunner, Arrogate. So they're a completely new look that we've never seen before.
When I'm evaluating horses, one of the most important things that I like to see is balance. When I look at balance, I'm sort of drawing a line at about the withers on the horse, and I want to look at how much horses to the right of that line and how much horses to the left of that line.
Do they have the makeup physically to what we think are going to withstand training? Are they, you know, proportional from the front to the withers, their midsection, and then the back end? How do they move? How do they walk? If there is some, you know, conformational traits, which obviously there always is, no horse is perfect, and if it is, you're going to pay a lot of money for it.
You like to see a reasonably correct horse. In other words, those limbs line up pretty well. When that horse walks at you, he comes at you rather than being towed out or towed in too much.
Obviously, by a book of standards, when you talk about horses being back at the knee, over at the knee, bench knee, offset, crooked, towing in, sickle hocked, out in the hocks, short back. There are so many sway back. There's so many different characteristics, but there are so many horses in that mix that you can contend with. When you talk about the dynamics of a racehorse that hits at 5,000 pounds per square inch, if a horse is back at the knee, just imagine sitting at a table and the table is a little crooked as far as the legs, and the more weight you put on top of that table, the chances are it won't withstand that.
Really, at the end of the day, you're looking for an animal that gives you that kind of tingly feeling in your stomach. And that's really so much of this. The beauty of the game is there's a science to it. And clearly, have a vet look at them and make sure they're sound. There are companies that will scan their hearts to see how their heart looks. There are companies that do a biometric analysis.
No horse is perfect. And so it's very important that we have a vet that works with us in pointing out all of the imperfections that we can live with. We like to see a good functioning throat on a horse, and your throats are difficult to evaluate. They can change dramatically in a short period of time. But understanding what you can live with and what you can't live with, and a good veterinarian is really key in that process. Same thing with evaluating the x-rays. These horses' ankles, knees, hocks, and stifles are all x-rayed. All those films are on file here for our veterinarians to examine.
But then there's also the art of this, and this isn't a science completely. There's a lot of feel, there's a lot of gut feeling, and there's a lot of looking at the animal and gauging, do you think this thing will fight for you? Because at the end of the day, we're looking for athletes, and you want a horse that's gonna wanna compete.
There are many things that could come up in a vet report. For example, Justify, I believe he sold here at Keeneland for $500,000. If he had a perfect vet report, you probably could have multiplied that by 4 easily.
When we determine a budget on a given individual, we're looking at the pedigree, the confirmation. We'll go back and we'll look at the sales averages for that sire, the sales history for the dam, and we'll use those numbers to come up with a price range.
At this point in time, the market is overcompensating for age of mares. It used to be people didn't worry about that, but now, if you notice the prices, a lot of these young mares are having their offspring bring premium dollar because they're thinking that there's a plus in that. So we're looking at it from a standpoint of that might be a really good value play to get an older mare that's proven she can get it done.
Being a McDonald's All-American Band finalist, March is essentially what I know. So when I see a horse coming to the back ring, I'm looking for cadence. I'm looking for horses that don't break cadence. I'm looking for horses that are not rattled by the noise, nor bothered by the people that surround them, nor the other horses that are here. So what I see there needs to happen in this ring as far as not breaking cadence. And if they can march up there without breaking cadence, then I'm on to the next phase.
Once they get up there and get in the ring, you want to be aware of who else may be bidding on this horse. You've got a price in mind. We usually set a max number that we go in there with. And, you know, you want to make sure that you're going to get the best price that you can.
It is absolutely a poker match because the seller's job, from a consignor standpoint, is to identify the buyers, and that's going to dictate where they might put a reserve. So the last thing you want to do is let them know that you love this horse, because they might go to the owner and say, hey, so lease lit's on it. Those guys are willing to spend a lot of money. Let's bump the reserve. So there's a lot of jockeying and bluffing and faking people out. And there are enough bidding spots at Keeneland, you can really kind of hide it.
Feels a little bit like game day. You get a little excited, especially when you've got a really special horse coming into the ring. But you've got a job to do, and you want to make sure you go about it in the best way to get that horse and get it for the best price that you can. Oftentimes the bidding is, if it's moving very quickly, as a bidder you may want to try to slow it down a little bit. If the auctioneer sense too much enthusiasm, you may be prone to that price jumping up on you a little bit.
Here's the music, the end. I have in the back 360,000.
Rachel Alexandra, the marketing mix.
This is part of our show called How They Get There, the 2025.
Try to fake someone out, you end up buying it, and they come around and see you signing the ticket and think, oh man, we didn't know that was you guys.
When you sign a ticket throughout the process, it's equivalent to being in the winner's circle. There's no better feeling. It's an adrenaline rush, and the sky's the limit.
It is a great feeling for a moment, and then you realize you need to be right, because this is just the start. At buying the horse is essentially buying a lottery ticket. The amount of the lottery ticket is, you know, the hammer price, and everyone else in here recognizes that, wow, if it was a lot of money, that was a pretty good horse, but then they need to run. So it's great, but then you realize, oh geez, now it all starts.
Here's the field for the Arkansas Derby. Number one is Will Taken.
This is one of the preparations that we have on How They Get There. We do 26 preparations for How They Get There. The 2025 Kentucky Derby. It's a series of races that are being carried out to earn points to get the 20 horses that will start in the Derby field. And it starts at September 17th with the Iroquois Stakes at Churchill Downs. And then it goes 25 races in a row up until the 1st of April. And by then, we have the 20 horses that will go into the Kentucky Derby. And this is part of How They Get There.
Number six is the second Steve Asmussen entrant and Ford Patriot, owned by Jay Kirk and Judy Robinson. Ricardo Santana Jr. has the assignment.
There's a lot that goes into getting these horses ready for the prep races and for the Kentucky Derby.
Juan Hernandez in from California.
We're always talking about the weather conditions and, you know, time of year and transportation. And, you know, it's just unbelievable, you know, how they go.
First time today. For nine, Mystic Dad, owned by Lance Gassaway, 4G Racing.
Remember, you just Google wherever you're at, and you'll find out what racetracks are, you know, in your area. And you'll be good to go. Just go out and take a visit. They usually have a nice gift shop and barn tours, track tours. What you like to go see, you know, and it's good for the family.
The 2024 Arkansas Derby, 5 minutes away from the Arkansas Derby. And Laroff in the Arkansas Derby. And a good break for all the runners in the race. And there was a roar from the crowd as they left the gate. Time for Truth up on the pace. He's Provident. And there's Muth on a hold right now. These two together with one lap to go. Jess Steele runs in the third position. Timberlake fourth. Scraping Pain approaching the turn on the heels of the leader around the turn. And Form Patriot in the fifth position early. Dymatic a little bit keen, but more settled down than in his last race. He's two lengths off the lead as they're pretty tightly clumped up. Mystic Dan and Liberal Arts are next. Liberal Arts has to take up here and drops towards the back of the field here. Imperial Gun alongside of him. Awkward move for Liberal Arts, who's at the back with Imperial Gun. So they're down the back stretch here. Muth on the outside and Timberlake. Flavian Pratt lets him loose on the inside, lets it out a notch, and he's the pacemaker down the back stretch. So it is Timberlake, the Rebel winner, in front by a half length. Muth perched outside of him, hounding from the outside. Jess Steele third. Time for Truth between horses. Dymatic is down on the inside. Then Informed Patriot will take the maiden is dropped back. Mystic Dan patiently ridden. He's out of harm's way on the outside. Seven lengths off the pace. Liberal Arts trying to re-rally in the second last spot. And Imperial Guns at the back.
And every weekend, starting in September, we'll have points race for the Kentucky Derby. It's really good to watch.
Hernandez have a quarter mile more to get, and Hernandez gives him the cue to go, and Muth off the turn, still in front. Timberlake second, Jess Steele third, then Mystic Dan, who tries to rally on. Furlong to go. It's Muth, Jess Steele running huge in second, Timberlake third, Muth with a 16th to go. He's opened up by three, and it's Muth coming down the stretch at Hunt.
This is a Bob Baffert horse that came in from California, which is unusual.
Arkansas Derby. Jess Steele second, Mystic Dan third, Timberlake flattens out to fourth. And now entering the winner's circle, the winner of the 2024 Arkansas Derby, number seven, Muth. Muth is a 3-year-old bay colt by Good Magic out of Hoppe by Uncle Bo. Muth was bred in Kentucky by Don Alberto Corporation, now owned by Zidane Racing Stables, and trained by Bob Baffert. Your winning jockey, Juan Hernandez. This gives jockey Juan Hernandez his first Arkansas Derby victory.
And like I said, this is all a part how they get there, the 2025 Kentucky Derby. We show horses getting shod with their shoes and fed and transported and everything and how they go there. You know, when Moot left Hot Springs, where did he go to? Did he go to Keeneland? Did he go to Churchill? Did he go to New York or back to California? Really interesting, you know, to see how they get there.
Governor Sarah Sanders, the governor here in Arkansas, First Gentleman Brian Sanders, Scarlett, Huck, and George Sanders, all in the winner's circle with Oaklawn's owner, Louis Sella, presenting the winning trophy for the 2024 Arkansas Derby.
The governor handled that pretty good. This is from the Florida Ag Department. It's really a good piece. And here, it's about the Florida horse.
They enabled Florida's pioneers to open a frontier territory. They helped turn Florida's farmland into a $50 billion agriculture industry. Florida has changed greatly over the years, and few things have impacted that change like Florida's horses.
Our business thrives when the horse people come to town.
It's beautiful weather, it's perfect weather for riding.
Coming to Florida in the winter is the key to establishing a program for the year.
The whole industry is employed around the horse raising and horse training business.
I would not want to be in the hotel business in Marion County without having the horse industry here.
The horse industry has an economic impact on the gross domestic product of about $6.5 billion. It's fairly significant.
On any given weekend in Florida, there's a horse event. The warm climate is ideal for a wide variety of shows, festivals, and competitions. Some of the oldest and largest professional rodeos in the country call Florida home, as do a number of the world's finest polo grounds. It's the training ground for the harness horse industry. And thoroughbreds are quickly making Central Florida the horse capital of the world. During the winter months, Florida takes center stage in the international arena. Equestrian festivals in West Palm Beach, Ocala, and Tampa attract thousands of horse enthusiasts from across the country and around the world. And while they come to compete for millions of dollars in prize money, what they take home is an appreciation for one of Florida's greatest assets.
In Florida, you can ride, you know, year-round, every day. If the sun's great, you know, there's never cold weather, it's not like you can't ride it because there's snow on the ground or other things such as that, and the weather's never really severe, so it's beautiful. You can ride all the time.
Florida, named for its variety of beautiful and colorful flowers. This mosaic of color and beauty is reflected in the nearly 300,000 horses that call the Sunshine State home. And Ocala, Marion County, located in the gentle pastures of Central Florida, is home to almost one quarter of them. While the limestone base found under Marion County provides mineral-rich soil and water to area farms, Florida's ideal climate is still the major factor the region raises and trains champion thoroughbreds.
When you're trying to raise an athlete during its developmental stages, you want them outside, outdoors, running around as much as possible and trying to do what Mother Nature intended for them to do. I mean, they really need to be outdoors.
When you're training young horses, that can make a big difference to your program because you've got horses that you're trying to establish good habits and break some bad habits. And if you lose a week here or 10 days there, sometimes you're right back where you started. So it makes it difficult. And down here, we don't have that problem.
Hey, Sporty.
I think the other major asset is in the raising of young foals.
Still a little bit wobbly.
Because when the young foal is born, it needs to get outside and it needs to get out of the barn environment. And in Florida, we've got a situation where a foal can get out the same day it's born, or it can be born outside all winter long.
Renowned for its equine facilities, Ocala Marion County houses 900 breeding and training farms and has the largest concentration of horse-related businesses on the globe. The quality of its horses places Ocala Marion County with Lexington, Kentucky, Chantilly, France, and Newmarket, England as the world's four premier thoroughbred centers. The Sunshine State takes great pride in its horses, and with good reason. Florida thoroughbreds have produced 56 millionaires, 40 national champions, 6 Kentucky Derby winners, and 17 Breeders' Cup champions, as well as the last Triple Crown winner. Florida-bred Arabians have also won numerous championships, both on the track and in the show ring. And the benefits of training in Florida were showcased in the 1996 Summer Olympics.
In our discipline of riding, for the first time ever, we won a medal in each of the three disciplines in Atlanta this past time. And partly that's attributed to the conditioning program that started here in Florida during the wintertime.
The true power and beauty of Florida's horses, however, are not always measured in competitions.
All year long, we have people coming to the community that are somehow involved in the horse business.
Yeah, we really move in for the whole 6-7 weeks because we come a week before the show starts, give the horses a chance to settle in, and then we're here for another week after to give them a rest. Well, we have to have a staff here to take care of all the horses. We've got about 6 people here that we brought down from home. So it's a big production bringing everything down.
These people are in town. They eat in our restaurants. They stay at our hotels. The rental car agencies are impacted, travel agencies, and so on. And I'm sure that even spills over into some other attractions in the community.
We spend a lot of time in town, that's for sure.
Our business increases by 30% when we have a horse-related activity going on. If it's a horse show or a rodeo, whatever it might be, our business definitely increases when there are horse-related activities going on.
The importance of Florida horses is reflected in the economic impact it has had on the surrounding communities. In all, 72,000 Florida jobs support the state's horse industry.
In terms of the economic impact, horse farms are tremendous buyers. They have to buy a lot of equipment, they have to buy machinery, they have to buy wood, they have to have construction all the time. It's a business that supports a lot of other businesses within the community, not only making use of the land, but also making use of all the other merchants in the community.
Well, as a business, we first of all, we employ about 25 people in the community, and we purchase many products. Hay, bedding, feed, blacksmith services, veterinary services. We have accountants, a number of things in the community.
A number of businesses like truck dealerships and trailer manufacturers, veterinary hospitals, and pack shops all profit from the needs of local horse farms. And when a community plays host to an equestrian festival or competition, many more local merchants reap the rewards. A variety of homegrown businesses have developed and profited from serving the horse industry. Craftsmen who don't just make horseshoes and saddles, they keep time-honored traditions alive. From the days of the Florida cracker to today's modern cattlemen, ranchers still turn to their horses to help move herds across South Central Florida. Like any horseman, cowboys have come to appreciate that special bond that develops between a horse and rider.
There's a union between you and the animal. I mean, you know, it's your feet, it's your hands, You have to teach him what to do. He have to help. He has to help you, but you have to help him.
While many hours go into training a horse, many say it's often the rider that walks away having learned something.
Well, I think it definitely builds a tremendous amount of character and a lot of responsibility because it's an individual sport. Nobody's going to help you when you're out there on the horse. You're on your own.
It's kept our daughter focused. You know, that keeps her focused in an activity so that she's not wandering around wondering what to do with herself. And that's a big plus.
You know, you just don't show up. The animal lives and breathes, and therefore it has to be taken care of. So I think it's a wonderful learning experience for them.
It's a lot of dedicated work. And, I mean, it's 6 days a week, every week, riding. And it's just like you have to take care of the animal. It's like a big responsibility.
Well, Dad, where's your belly? All right, okay.
The horse industry often gives back to the community much more than it receives.
Don't pull back, just turn right on the side.
Many horse shows raise money for local charities, while some programs, like equine therapy, use horses to teach valuable skills to Florida's handicapped children.
Yay.
The protection of forests and other greenways has always been important to Florida's horse industry. Such causes are frequently and generously donated to by the state's horse associations. From the rolling hills in the north to the tropical paradise of the south, the Sunshine State now has more than 2 million acres of forest land and parks in which to ride and enjoy some of the most inspiring scenery found in the United States. Florida's horses do have a lot to offer. They provide 72,000 jobs for Floridians. They bring in revenue from all over the globe. And they inspire us with strength, beauty, and grace. They provide a link to the past and open a door to the future. Florida's horses, $6 billion strong.
From a few years back, and you know that those dollar figures have gone up, and the amount of horses have gone up, and you know we like the Florida Ag Department for giving us, you know, this information. And again, like I said, it's about the distribution and equine information, and that's what we're doing here at the International Equine Network. We'll have programming like this, as well as live programming such as racing, and you name it, we're going to have it. You know, so we hope you join us every Friday at 2 o'clock. Next week, I might have to shave and take the program right into the office and everything. But, you know, that's what we're about here at the International Equine Network, and we hope you join us next Friday. Call us and let us know. Send us your video. Send us your information. And become a part of the International Equine Network family. And like I said, today's show was called The Rough Cut. See, that's why I didn't shave. I just wanted to make sure that I look rough, you know, so it would be in theme, you know, with the theme of our show, Rough Cut. But look forward to you guys joining us next week on the International Equine Network. We got a lot of live racing and horse shows this weekend. Olympics, we got the Hamiltonian this weekend on intv.org. On Fine Turns, we got Quest for Equine Gold, which is the about the Olympics. We got quite a few million-dollar stake races this weekend as part of the winning year in on the Breeders' Cup, and have just a little bit of everything. So join us next Friday at 2 o'clock on the International Equine Network.